As part of its renovation plan, the Dolphins want Miami-Dade to raise the hotel tax on the mainland from 6% to 7% to help pay for stadium improvements.
The Loews Miami Beach Hotel is 100% supportive of this plan.
That's Sean Hauver, the VP of Operations for Loews Hotels. Endorsements for the proposed deal have been steadily rolling in from some of Miami-Dade's most prestigious resorts and hotels, including the Fontainebleau and Trump National Doral. While Miami Beach hotels wouldn't be directly affected by the tax, Hauver says it's not just about money. It's about exposure for the whole region. For days, national media would broadcast images of a tropical Florida paradise to a country holed up in the February cold. That means unparalleled free advertising for the tourism industry.
I really don't see any choice but to modernize the stadium. We have to beat out all of the people that we used to compete with for Super Bowls and the additional cities that have gone out and built these fabulous stadiums.
But South Florida businessman Norman Brayman says that kind of reasoning is more of a threat than a fact.
In this particular case, the sense of urgency is the Super Bowl. We need the Super Bowl to come here in 2016, which would come, by the way, the same weekend that you have our boat show here, where the hotels are already at 97, 98% occupancy.
Brayman staunchly opposed the Marlins stadium deal and was largely responsible for the recall of Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Alvarez, who supported that deal. University of South Florida sports economist Philip Porter testified in Brayman's 2008 lawsuit to stop public funds from going to the Marlins stadium. He says the economic impact of big sports teams and events is exaggerated.
The direct notion of we need to subsidize this team because the team gives back so much income and sales and wealth to the community, that's a totally bogus idea.
Porter says he has examined Super Bowl and non-Super Bowl years in Miami.
We know how much goods and services you sell. We know how much tax revenue is collected by the local community. We know how much income is generated in the community. We have all that kind of data. And when you look at the data, we never find any economic impact.
Porter says there are a couple of reasons for this. One, a lot of money leaves the community because it is spent on non-local events, services, and merchandise. Two, sports fans crowd out or displace residents and other tourists that would normally spend money in the area.
I don't necessarily agree that you're swapping tourists.
Republican representative from Hialeah Eddie Gonzalez is sponsoring a bill that would allow the Dolphins' plan to move forward. Gonzalez admits he's not an economist, but he says Porter's claims defy common sense.
I just think that those tourists who come for sporting events will stay where they can find a room. May it be on the mainland and not the beach, because the beach is packed with tourists.
But the economic argument may ultimately be a tough sell to skittish Miami-Dade politicians and residents still smarting from the Marlins deal. The Dolphins want their plan approved by the state by May, when the NFL will decide where to send Super Bowl 50. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.